Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello and welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan. Today we have music for you. You know, we run an internet radio station called the RTC Music Channel. We feature all the old music from the 30s and 40s. And inspired by that, I'm going to play Bing Crosby today and Doris Day in their programs on old-time radio. We're going to start off with Bing Crosby from 1948 with his guest, Esther Williams.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, my earth waits for me.
Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Esther Williams and Red Engel.
Ken, we should be fairly jolly this evening because we've got Esther Williams for beauty and charm. We've got Red Engel and his mad musical satire. We've also got you, Ken, for your rich, witty, unctuous, sparkling Philco commercial.
Well, thank you, Lillis, but, what about you?
Oh, Ken, people don't tune in to hear me. It's those commercials of yours that people like.
What people?
The Philco people.
Well, naturally.
That takes care of our first commercial.
No,
we proceed now into the opening number of our...
No, can't do that.
All right, but we have other important guests, you know, Ken. Right here in the audience. We have the entire Notre Dame football squad.
Yes,
loaded
indeed.
Right out there.
Now, look, just a second. Right. This is the end of January. How can the Notre Dame team be out here in Hollywood?
On transcriptions, you could do anything. Our guest next week might be Pancho Villa and his entire army.
We really go back.
I include Chris Penn Martin.
No, he may be. Well, it's great to have the Notre Dame squad here, but Bing, I thought you were a baseball man.
Oh, no, I'm interested in all sports, Ken. Baseball, golf, hockey, football, Johnny Meyer, egg anybody you want.
Come to think of it, Bing, I hear that you are interested in a football team, though, the Los Angeles Rams.
No, not interested in the Rams financially, Ken. But years ago, I did own a team, the Glendale Goats.
Glendale Goats?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they ever play?
Nobody. We could never find 11 other goats that could play football. And if my brother Everett wasn't a good milker, we'd have lost a lot of money that year.
Oh, I see they were girl goats.
Obviously.
You going to sing an Indiana song for the Notre Dame lads tonight?
Bet I am. If John Scott will line up his team, I'll call the Rhythm Ayers over to my side and we'll plunge down the field with Kokomo. Tee up the hide, coach, and we're gone. I wish I were back again with all the sweet and simple folks I call my kin. In Kokomo, Indiana, well, if it isn't Pop and hiya, Mom, you always had the cutest grin. In Kokomo, Indiana, just look at Rover wag his tail. Gosh, he remembers me. And get a load of Sister Grace. You can't see the freckles for the jam on her face. How would you like to go and see that old Wabashful beau you used to know? In Kokomo, Indiana, wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath a Hoosier moon? Oh, what a moon! For all of the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course, you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indubitably in Indiana. Now, in deference to the men who are our guests tonight, we're going to localize this song a little. Stand by. Maybe you don't know, but Notre Dame is not a place where shamrocks grow. It's really in Indiana. Call me a lying rogue, but they have men at Notre Dame without a brogue. It's really in Indiana. They've got the Wabash River where you think the Shannon flows. And they don't carry harps about. That's just propaganda Pat O'Brien puts out. Funny as it may seem, they don't have De Valera scouting for the team. It's really in Indiana, and for a football game, a fella doesn't have to change his name. He plays just the same. No matter what all the Irish say or what the papers claim, Killarney isn't close to Notre Dame. And although it's known I've kissed the Blarney Stone, still Notre Dame's in, really that name's in Indiana.
Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame.
Indiana.
Indiana. And may we say we don't mean Purdue.
That was a very, very clever twist on Kokomo, Indiana.
Thanks, Ken. And John Burke is the lad who twisted it.
Oh, Johnny Burke. Yeah, did Van Heusen help?
Van Heusen just put the collar on.
Bang, Notre Dame lads are here with us tonight. Do you mind if I say a few words about football?
Football? You mean Philco, don't you?
Well, football and Philco.
And the football season is over.
Well, but the Philco season isn't over.
Philco season is never over. For which I am most grateful.
Mm-hmm.
All those mouths to feed.
You know, Bing, I wouldn't be surprised if next year lots of football stars will carry Philco portables during the game.
While they're playing?
Sure.
You're out of your mind. You've blown your wig, Jack. This is incredible.
No, not at all, Bing. Now, get this. A runner could carry the ball under one arm, a Philco portable under the other, and he'd really be in business.
He'd be in trouble if you asked me.
No, now picture this. The player's got the ball. He's running down the field. And he tunes into Harry Wismer or Red Barber.
Suppose he tunes in on Lola Parsons.
No. Well, he's got to have his Philco tuned into the game he's playing.
Oh, I see.
See? And that way he can tell who's trying to tackle him without turning to look back over his shoulder. See?
I see. Sure. I see. The runner can just concentrate on galloping straight. See, that's a brilliant suggestion. Tell us more.
Well, anyway, Bing, that Philco portable's a real powerhouse anywhere you go with it. Get you more stations all along the dial. Tunes them in sharper and clearer. And plays even on trains and planes without any special aerial. And you stay-at-homes will find it makes a mighty handy extra radio for traveling around the house. Just plug it in anywhere. It's tops in portables, and it's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Well, it's cheer for old Notre Dame here tonight, but let's not forget the Ivy League and the old Eli. The great whippin' boot song.
To the tables down at Morris, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the whippin' boots assemble. With their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting, and the morning, and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We're poor little lambs. You have lost. gone astray. Ba-ba-ba. Gentlemen, songsters off on a spree, doomed from here we turn it. Lord have mercy on such as we.
Time tonight brings us one of the flashier flicker foms on the celluloid shore, the dazzling queen of the H2O set, MGM's lovely mermaid, Esther Williams. Well, welcome to the Philco Radio Time, Esther. May I say you look lovely in a dress.
Thank you, Bing. And may I say that's a beautiful Mother Hubbard you're wearing.
Well, Dixie lent me this tonight. You see, both my shirts got in the laundry the same week. It never happened before. Quite a contretemps around the house. But, Esther, take a look out in the audience. What do you think of that gang of big, broad-shouldered fellas sitting out there?
My, your boys have certainly grown up.
Those aren't our kids, Esther. That group of lads hailed back from Indiana.
Oh, the Notre Dame team. Hmm. Oh, Bing, is it all right if I go down and sit with them, huh?
You better stay right here on the stage. This is no time for a scrimmage.
Well, can the boys come up here on the stage?
Not a chance. We got them strapped to their seats. Except McGee. You know, Esther, the reason I was especially anxious to have you on this broadcast was I figured the boys from South Bend would like to meet a fellow athlete.
Well, why didn't you get a big athlete like Babe Ruth?
No, Esther, I think you're the babe they want. Besides, you're a swimmer. Be a diversion from football. Say, Esther, how long have you been swimming professionally?
Oh, since I was 16. I started in Billy Rose's Aquacade in San Francisco, you know.
Oh, yes, little old Billy Rose. I remember the first Aquacade he put on. It was in New York, in Lindy's restaurant. He had two midgets swimming in a bowl of borscht. They dive off the cold potatoes right through a bagel. Get a big hand.
Oh, that must have been thrilling.
No, it was nourishing, though. I must say, Esther, you've certainly come a long way, though, since the Aquacade days. Here, you're a big star now. Incidentally, let me congratulate you on your latest picture, this time for keeps. Very interesting.
Well, thank you, Bing. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. It's those billboards I enjoy. Billboards and that bathing suit.
Oh, well, you know, they wanted me to pose in a French bathing suit.
Oh, you'd catch your death of cold.
Isn't it the darnest thing? Those French people just can't make up their minds, can they, Bing?
What do you mean, Esther?
Well, look, first they come out with the new long dresses that cover everything. Then they design a bathing suit that seem to apologize.
You know something, Esther?
What?
I accept their apology.
I had an idea you would, Bing. And, by the way, you know, I'm starting a little campaign.
Against French bathing suits?
No, I'm not. I want you to sign my petition for National Civility Week.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. If you get enough signatures, maybe Congress will set aside a week for everybody to be sweet to everybody else.
Exactly.
You'd have to be sweet to me?
Certainly.
And I'd have to be sweet to you?
Oh, yes.
Where do I sign? Civility Week's a good idea, though. It's much better than, oh, National Go See the Road to Real Week, or National Don't Bite Your Dentist Handoff Week, or all those other weeks they have. This is solid, substantial type of week. I love it.
But tell me, Bing, how can I bring Civility Week to the people?
Esther, we have a microphone right here. Let's show all our lucky listeners how it works. Mr. Carpenter, please take over. We're new.
Friends, this is National Civility Week. Be sweet to your neighbor, and your neighbor will be sweet to you.
Now let's take the folks to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where the Pirates are playing a crucial game.
Bing, do you think we ought to?
We're committed. We have to. Oh. Now, one strike has been called. The tension is terrific. The crowd hushed. Here comes the next pitch.
Steer!
Oops. I take that back, Mr. Crosby. That was a ball.
Oh, Mr. Umpire, if you'll pardon my saying so, I do believe it was a strike. It was a peachy one, too, right through the middle, I thought.
Do you really think so, Mr. Crosby?
I do.
Oh, it seemed a bit high to be a fair and square strike.
No, really, Mr. Reardon. It's just that I have no belt and my pants keep slipping down and make the ball appear a little higher.
If you insist that it was a strike, I shall so call it.
Please do.
Steer! Chief!
Thank you. Now, Mr. Umpire, you may signal the pitcher to cast another ball, if you will.
Oh, looky. There's a ball on the way. A slow ball.
Oh, so there is. Here it comes now. We still have plenty of time. How about a lime cola?
Bologna?
No, but I'm sure someone in the stands will throw a bottle at you if you ask them.
No bottles this week. It's Civility Week, you know.
Oh, that's right. Well, pardon my back, will you? But the slow ball ought to be here any minute.
Don't you worry, Mr. Crosby. I saw the catcher signal the pitcher to throw you a low ball on the outside. Let it go by.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I won't even take the bat off my shoulder.
Strike three. You're out.
Surprise! Surprise!
You fooled me on that one, Mr. Reardon. You scalawag, you. Thank you, and good afternoon.
Well, good day, Mr. Crosby. I'll see you in Cincinnati.
Oh, that was grand, Bing and Ken. We're really selling National Civility Week now.
What about football, though, Esther? Will the opposing players be duty-bound by your plan to be sweet to each other?
Oh, certainly, Bing. Not only the players, but, well, the referee, the coach, everybody. Even the campus cutie and her football hero boyfriend will be sweeter than usual.
Well, Essie, the big game is going to start in just a few minutes. This is the most important game in the whole year.
Well, it's all up to you, Harry. The school is pinning the whole game on you. The team is pinning its future on you. And I'm pinning my hopes on you.
Gosh, I haven't had so many things pinned on me since I was a baby.
Harry, before you go out on the field, let me kiss you.
Well, let me put on my nose guard first.
Well, never mind, Harry. I'm going to kiss you on the forehead.
Way back there.
There. Now you go out on that field and win.
You darn tootin', Essie. I will. I'll just kick the tar out of that old football.
Harry, you forgot.
It's Civility Week. I keep forgetting.
Don't you dare kick that poor defenseless football. Remember, it was once a living, breathing piggy.
I just lost my head, Essie. I just completely lost control. I'll just ease it over the goalpost. In my stocking feet. I've got on nice, soft woolies. I won't even bruise it.
Ah, what a game, folks. The score is nothing to nothing. Both sides refuse to score. It ain't civil. Uh-oh, I do believe quarterback Crosby is considering a tackle. Yes, he's walked over to the man with the ball, and they're having a discussion. Oh, this may be rough. Let's switch to our field microphone and pick up their conversation.
I say, Trotter, dear boy, could I speak with you a moment?
Yes, Crosby, but do make it brief. I've got the ball in my arms, you know, and I'm expected to make a touchdown for my team.
Well, you're so right. But being on the opposing 11, it behooves me to tackle you.
Oh, that's true. But if you must do it now...
No, must you do it now?
Must you do it now?
That's right.
Uh, couldn't I gain a little yardage first?
Well, begging your pardon, you seem to have gained a great deal of yardage already.
We now take you to the locker room where Coach Carpenter's briefing the squad between halves.
Boys, fellows, if you please, may I have a word? I don't like to be grumpy while you're drinking your tea, but the score is only 1-0 in our favor.
One? How'd we get that, Coach?
For neatness, knucklehead. Kept your uniforms.
Get it from you and Hope, too, huh?
You all kept your uniforms very clean during the first half. Now, time is about up, men, and remember, I want you to go out there and fight.
Fight?
Oh, what am I saying? This is Civility Week. You boys go out there and stay just as sweet as you are.
Thank you very much. You know, last season, the country was rocked by a new rendition of the beautiful old standard, Temptation, as recorded by a musical maniac named Red Ingle. This boy is sort of a male Cass Daly. Red has since gone on to greater fame and fortune as a result of his many more hilarious departures in the field of song satire. Tonight, it's our pleasure to welcome Red aboard. Red?
Thanks, Bing.
Take a bend.
Thank you.
I hear from all the disc dealers, Red, that your latest record, Nowhere, is really crippling them.
Well, it seems to be going along, Bing, but wait till you hear the new ones I'm working on.
You've got something outrageously new, Red?
Well, they're outrageous.
What do you call it?
Well, don't come up in the boiler room, Mother. The captain's coming down with your pay.
That sounds lovely. Sounds attractive as the dickens.
And then there's that, the best things in life are free, but you can go to jail for it.
That I must hear. Sounds gay, Red, but what I'd like to hear is Nowhere, the smash. You got the words?
Well, correct me if they're wrong, Bing, but I think they go something like this. Fire in the mountain, wind's howling, we're going nowhere. Get it going. He'll come to me from out nowheres. He'll tuck my heart and set her free. How wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes get nowheres. Every hour is sweeter than a flower to me. Skin him, rink a dink a pink, and that's why I keep a thinking if you go back off to nowheres. I'll leave me with a memory, dear. I'll stick it home. Just a hoping and a trusting that you come a bus out of nowheres. Bringing along someone to love for me. A feller asked me the other day what I liked about that spot. So I got together some arguments just to prove what it was we got. I called the president and the king of Siam and a little guy called Max, and man, they really told me. Oh, so here's the fact. Tain't neither north, south, east, or west, but the place my mammy loved the best. The gravy there don't spill on your vest, and that's what I like about nowhere. So won't you come with me to old nowhere, where things are corny and the corn is hairy. We'll fry a fig and broil a berry, and that's what I like about nowhere. Man, when you live in air, you're on cloud eight. You're solid, Jackson, solid gate. Live and I reiterate, and that's what I like about nowheres. If you want a million, just write your check. And when you're in that railroad wreck, nobody takes that engine off your neck. And that's what I like about nowhere. We got queens from New Orleans, lamb shanks, or dandelion greens, but the gals never grow out of the teens, and that's what I like about nowhere. We ain't got a lot of things to boot, like that there vanilla and chocolate and tutti fruit, but we got Drooper Cupid Droot.
Who's he?
Nobody who gives a hoot. We ain't got taxes, we ain't got dough, ain't even got mother-in-laws. Why, we got no alarm clocks, radios, it's a no-man's land of ours. No liquid sunshine, legal hogwash, ain't got nothing like that.
Man, you name it, if we ain't got it, we won't get it.
That's what I like about nowhere. That's what I like about nowhere.
Now you can prove that you're a mouse by eating cheese beneath the house.
All right, I'm cowboy, ride that pony nowhere.
You come to me and you got nowheres, trying to bring your love to me.
score. Really good.
I was really great, Red.
Thanks, Red.
You know, Bing, I like that sketch of Esther's about being polite and courteous and kind to everybody, but you left out one thing. How about being kind to ears?
Well, you mean don't blast them off with the commercial now. Just go right into the closing number.
No,
I'm
no,
ready.
Wait a minute, Bing. Wait just a minute. Just hold it just a second. I'm not going to blast. I just want to point out that a Philco won't blast your ears off. After all, those engineers in the Philco laboratories spend all their time figuring out new ways to make your radio easier to listen to, like those sensational Philco table model automatics. Drop in at your Philco dealer now and take a listen to the power and performance Philco's packed into them. Tone? Oh, but the best. Let your own ear be the judge. And you can say that in spades for Philco's great console radio phonograph. In fact, Philco's magnificent 1270 gives you the kindest thing that's happened to ears since they took the horns off the talking machines. No hiss, no screech, no scratch when you play your records with Philco's new electronic scratch eliminator. You haven't heard anything till you've listened to your favorite platters playing against that background of blissful silence that you get with Philco's 1270. It's the last word in luxurious listening from Philco, the leader.
Out of Copper City, the MGM people have cooked up a flicker version of the Broadway musical Good News. The big ballad in the piece, they tell me, recites the following philosophy.
There are so many kinds of riches, and only one of them is gold. So laugh, foolish, remember this, worthwhile things cannot be bought or sold.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
In spring,
the robins that sing,
the sunbeams that shine,
they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best.
The echo dies, let me hasten against time to call a halt to these proceedings for tonight and thank Esther Williams and Red Engel for guesting with us this evening.
Oh, thank you, Bing. I certainly enjoyed it.
Me too, Bing.
No more than we enjoyed having you.
Say, who's your guest next week, Mr. C?
Well, next week we got a big salute to Vaudeville lined up.
Good night, Esther. Red, so long, folks. Thanks, fellas, for coming.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Esther Williams appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Sinclair Lewis's Cass Timberlane, starring Spencer Tracy, Lana Turner, and Zachary Scott. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing's guests, Jimmy Durante, Dick Hames, and Mark Hellinger. And remember, for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Red Skelton has a few words about radio, the mad NBC producer.
Tonight, the story from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire is entitled Vacation Time and Mad NBC Producers. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, don't worry, there's a game law to protect you. Chapter 140 is entitled Working During the Vacation. This is the story of Clem Cadiddlehopper, the country lad, who's working through the summer months at a filling station replacing a gas pump. Well, here I am. Well, sure, everybody's going on a vacation. I wish I had a trade so I'd know what kind of a job I was vacationing from. Summer's here, all right. These ice skates don't work so well now, you know. There's a filling station. They got a sign out over there. Man, WANTED. Wented. Think I'll go over and see what they went with him. Well, what do you know? They got a woman attendant there.
Well, howdy, Clay.
Well, Sarah do. Howdy doody to you, too. Say, nice overhauls you're wearing. Who greases them for you?
Oh, I know I'm a mess. Yep. You just have to excuse my appearance.
It's all right.
Oh, but you look good. Yep. And I like your tie.
Oh, thanks. I got another one just like it.
Well, why did you buy two alike?
I didn't.
Now
I
split listen to
a red
an episode
sock.
Of Doris Day. 1952.
See, you're walking lately. Yep. Where's your old car?
Oh, here, there, everywhere, you know.
Well, what do you mean, here, there, and everywhere?
Truck hit it. Parked on the wrong side of a hill, you know.
Oh, Clem, what do you have a head for?
To sit on my backbone and keep my vertebrae from flying all over the place. Must be fun working here at that filling station.
Well, Clem, why don't you ask for a job here? Because they need a man.
Well, I really didn't come in for that, see. I only wanted to use the air hose. Oh. Need a little air in my head. It's getting flat on top, you know.
Well, it's over there.
Okay. There. Now, if you got a bucket of water, I can stick my head in to test it for leaks.
Moron.
And it's getting so it's nothing to be proud of. There's so many of us now, you know. Say, how much does this job here pay?
Well, you work on a percentage.
But you worked on automobiles.
Clem, don't you know what percentage means?
Nope.
It means the more you work, the more you make.
I'm sorry, I couldn't work that cheap. Well, you can tell your boss I've taken the job. Uh-oh. Here comes that old Bull Roos, that stingy old guy. When he hiccups, it sounds like this.
Howdy.
Say, what can I sell you?
Nothing. Just stick that empty gas nozzle into the tank.
Now what?
Squeeze.
There.
Thanks a lot. That'll take me into the next station.
Well, in case you don't make it, call me and I'll give you a push. Right in your big fat face.
Clem, did you say you knew something about mechanics?
Yes, I do.
Well, yep. Then see if you can fix that sedan. The motor won't start.
All right. Oh, see what's wrong with it here. Let's see. Loose hubcaps. Oh, here comes your customer. Here comes your customer.
Fill her up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't put the gas in the radiator. You dizzy dames are all alike.
Well, I should hope so.
Come on, now. Move out of the way, babe.
I wish you wouldn't talk to me like that.
And me, too.
What did you say, Conehead? Well, I can't argue with him in a hurry. Come on, sister, snap into it.
Now, wait a minute. You can't talk to a woman like that.
No, then put up your fist and fight like a man.
I'd rather put my ears up and run like a rabbit.
Come on, put up your fist.
All right, I'll just roll up my sleeve and then... There. Now I'll get up and roll my sleeves down again. You'll kindly step off of my chest there.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, mister.
Well, I'm in a hurry, and I'll get busy and get this car lubrication and fill it with gas and oil.
I wouldn't do that if there's a man around, I'll tell you that.
Okay, mister, if you insist, drive it upon the rack there.
There she is, she's on the rack.
Press that black button, Clem, and take her up.
The black one?
Mm-hmm.
The black, let's see, that would be the dark one, wouldn't it? Anybody got long arms?
Well, you got the car up too high, Clem. Now, let it down.
Oh.
Press the red button, but easy.
But this man's in a hurry, he says. Mm-hmm. Hello? Munch's used car lot? Can you use a squatty Buick?
Transcribed.
From Hollywood with Danny Thomas and Mrs. Gus Kahn as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show.
Magic.
Yes, from Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's our lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody, and here we go with Hoo Hoo Hoo.
Whose little boy? Whose little boy? Whose little boy are you? Who's chickadee? Who's honeybee? Whose little he are you? Who's little man? Who's ginger ale? Who's fairy tale come true? Who's little lamb? Strawberry jam? Who's candy jam are you? Who is a lucky girl? You saved all your kissing for. Who is the whom? To whom the groom? Soon will mean all this and more too. Who do you know? Who loves you so? Who's feeling mighty fine? Who's she? She's me, little boy. Why, little boy, my little boy of mine. The little cat's in jammer thinks you are the cat's pajamas. Hoo-hoo, as if I had to tell you, yes, indeed, I love you, ask the bees above you. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, butcher, baker, doctor, lawyer, candle maker. Hoo-hoo, I know you know the answer, guess I am the who's this, guess I am the what's this.
Who's little who are you?
And hoo-hoo-hoo is the lucky girl. You saved all your kissing for. Who is the whom? To whom the groom? Soon will mean all this and more too. Who do you know? Who loves you so? Who's feeling mighty fine?
Who's she?
She's me, little boy. Why, little boy? My little boy, you're mine. Who's little boy? My pride and joy.
Oh, thanks, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm really so glad you could be with us tonight because two very dear friends of mine are joining us. Mrs. Gus Kahn and one of my very favorite guys, Danny Thomas. And speaking of favorites and guys, I'd like to do one of my favorite new songs, which also happens to be about a guy who really is a guy. ¶¶
should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should. And ma talked to pa like I knew she would. And they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy wherever he may be. Should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
Sure enjoy hearing you hit that rhythm, Doris.
Thanks, Roy Rowan. I'm glad you're glad.
You know, one thing a song has to have for me is rhythm.
So what else is new? Oh, I know. Our show. And it's time for me to welcome our first guest. Those of you who saw the Warner Brothers picture, I'll See You in My Dreams, know that I played the part of a woman who was the wife and life inspiration of one of our finest songwriters, Gus Kahn. Of course, I'm speaking of Grace Kahn. And, folks, I want you all to know her, too. May I present Mrs. Gus Kahn. I'm sure I don't have to ask Mrs. Gus Kahn if it's all right to call her Gracie. Okay, honey?
If you call me Mrs. Kahn, I'll pat you, Dodo. Let's keep this family style.
Good. You know, Gracie, so many people have written asking us about your life after the end of the picture. You know, what's happened since then? Couldn't you tell us a little something about it, huh?
I've never stopped being what I started to be the first time I heard a song by Gus Kahn.
I know. His number one fan.
And his number one song plugger. That's what I still am to this day and proud of it. A song plugger.
A fine song plugger you are. Here you've had my ear and any number of other ears for half a minute and you haven't even mentioned one song. You're not being shy now, are you, Gracie?
Maybe I am a little. Suppose I were to come right out and say my number one Gus Kahn plugged song right now is I'll See You in My Dreams. Can you imagine me doing that, Doris?
Crazy, I couldn't.
Some song pluggers I know would come right out and say, Doris, the song I'd love to hear you sing right now is the one I love belongs to somebody else. But I wouldn't do a thing like that.
Gracie, would you really like to hear me sing that song?
Dodo, you twisted my arm.
All kidding aside, honey, I think your spirit and enthusiasm were just great. Don't ever change. And thanks so much for coming over tonight, honey. It's just been wonderful seeing you again. I know that everybody listening in feels just as I do, that they've gained something heartwarming in having met you. Here it is, Gracie. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around him, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. Much worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. Somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. Much worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
Thanks, everyone. Now, folks, I'd like to say a word about the one that belongs to you, the one you love. If he's in the service, maybe in some remote part of the world, the most precious thing in his life is the letters he gets from you, from home. So please keep him posted. You know, I want you to know about a letter that I got recently from a GI guy in Korea. It was Dateline, Dogface Villa, and it read like this. Dear Doris, we had an outdoor movie a couple of weeks ago, and in it you and some silly character spent 6 reels getting mad at each other, then making up, then getting mad again, then making up. I don't know how it is now back in the States, but it seems to us guys over here that somebody's wasting an awful lot of time. Well, anyway, he goes on to invite me over there, and then he closes with, if you can't make it in person, Doris, the letter would make this particular mud hole shine like a second lieutenant's bars. The letter is signed, Private First Class John Boseman, 40th Division, United States Army. Well, wherever you are, John, this one is just for you. Oops, my heart went oops the moment that we met. My heart went oops, I never will forget. My heart turned hoops the moment that I met you. Oops, my feet went oops, I nearly took a spill. My knees went oops, they shook a bit until. My head went oops, you mustn't let it get you. I was going for a
carry what you call a solitary sort of stroll. Just a twiddle in my thumbs when I heard a lot of drums begin to pound and roll. And oops, my heart went oops, it went into a spin of loop the loops. You must have thought me kin to nincompoops, the silly way I acted. Of course you couldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attractive. But baby, take a bow, my heart is going oops right now. I was going for a very what you call a solitary sort of stroll. Just a twiddle in my thumbs when I heard a lot of drums begin to pound and roll. And oops, my heart went oops, it went into a spin of loop the loops. You must have thought me kin to nincompoops, the silly way I acted. Of course you couldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attractive. But baby, take a bow, my heart is going oops, 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 right now.
Hey, Doris.
Oh, hi, Roy. What's on your mind?
Well, ever since I heard I was going to work with you, I've been thinking up ways to introduce you that would be, you know, different, sort of warm and friendly.
Well, I thought what you said at the opening was warm and friendly.
What? And here's Doris Day?
Well, it's not something that's going to last, but it's neat and to the point. How would you handle it?
Well, I hope you won't laugh at me.
I promise I won't laugh at you.
Okay. In Ireland, they have St. Patrick's Day. The Dutch have a day for the poppy. In France, day is jour. In Italy, giorno. In TV, the big days for hoppy. But here on the coast, where the sun sets a street and the stars are discovered by Horace, you could go a long ways and search hundreds of days, but you won't find one nicer than Doris.
Oh, Roy. Oh, that was so sweet.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
You liked it better than And Here's Doris Day?
Well, who wouldn't? But listen, you can't do something like that with every introduction, Roy.
Oh, Doris, of course I can. Well, it's easy to think up rhymes about song titles and people if you have the talent for it.
You're sure about that?
Perfectly.
Fine. You can work one up for my next song.
Okay, what's the title?
Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai when I want to be with you tonight, Roy?
Well, why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? Shanghai. Well, there's got to be something that rhymes with Shanghai.
Tennis, anyone?
Hey, I've got it.
Good. For a moment there, I thought we'd lost you.
And here's Doris Day to sing Shanghai.
Oh, Roy, that's wonderful. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight tonight? Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Thank you.
bye for Shanghai. I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in a phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in a phone booth, and I wanna, yes, I wanna be with you tonight. Thanks, everybody. And now it's that time I've been looking forward to ever since we went on the air, because it's the place in our show reserved for one of my very best friends, a man who, to my way of thinking, stands at the very top of the ladder in the entertainment field. He played my husband, Gus Kahn, in the Warner Brothers picture we've been talking about tonight. And to me, it was really a wonderful experience. Here he is, my friend Danny Thomas. Hi, Danny. Oh, it's so wonderful to see you. And I'm so grateful that you took time to come by, knowing that you're working so hard on your television show and everything.
What do you mean, working hard? Television's not tough, Dodo.
Really, Danny?
Nah.
Well, don't you spend hours and hours memorizing lines?
Nah.
Aren't the rehearsals endless?
Nah.
Danny Thomas, are you telling me the truth?
Nah. You know, Dodo, speaking of television, there's one thing about show business that really stops me.
What's that, Danny?
I mean, how a doll with a face like yours turns up on radio while a nose with a face like mine shows up on television. It's crazy.
And I think you're sweet. And you're so sweet that I've got a request to make.
Well, you just name it.
Well, remember that scene in I'll See You in My Dreams where you finally came home to Chicago with me from New York?
Yeah.
Alone, for the first time in so long.
On the train.
In our compartment.
And you sang my newest song.
We sang your newest song.
You know, I can almost hear it now. You hear?
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon.
Another season, another reason
for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice.
The groom is nervous, he answers twice.
It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling.
Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews.
But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks,
for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less.
What's this I hear?
Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee.
Oh, honey.
She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone. He doesn't write.
I was busy.
He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee.
I have to work, don't I?
That's work.
He doesn't make much money. Only 5,000 per.
Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay six to her.
Ouch. He says, now judge, suppose I fail.
The judge says, fudge, right into jail. You'd better keep her.
I think it's cheaper
than making whoopee.
And remember, Danny, just when I started to kiss you, the porter knocked.
And I opened the door, reluctantly.
And the porter said...
Pardon me, folks, but are you going to have some dinner?
No thanks, porter. You see...
We're making whoopee.
Danny, I have one more favor, please.
Anything, Dotto.
Well, it just doesn't seem right since you took time to come all the way over here just to sing one song. How about Ain't We Got Fun, huh?
Well, if we ain't, who is? Let's go.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money.
Oh, but honey,
ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear.
We haven't a car.
But anyway, dear,
we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer,
don't we have fun?
Tax collector getting closer,
still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer, still that guy around again.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich
and the poor get poorer. In the meantime,
in between times,
still we have a lot of fun.
Oh, that was fun, Danny. You know, I wish we could make another picture together.
And you know, Dodo, I wish you get your wish.
And I want you to know that I consider your visiting me tonight a real expression of esprit de corps.
Esprit de who?
You know, friendship. A subtle distillation of gratuitous adulation. Ineffable. Indissoluble. A reason for living, which, though adversity be imminent, never fluctuates, being imperishable, not ephemeral.
Hey, Dodo, how many time I told you no baby talk?
Thank you, Danny Thomas, and please come back real soon. Well, folks, I've certainly enjoyed being with you tonight. And remember, if there's anything special you'd like to hear, just drop me a line. So until we get together again next week, good night, everybody.
Each moment with you, love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you. Where I belong, singing my songs for you.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed and edited by Sam Pierce, written by David Gregory, and came to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen in The Winning Team, co-starring with Ronald Reagan. Danny Thomas may soon be seen in the Warner Brothers production, The Jazz Singer. That winds up our first Doris Day show here in your Friday night lineup of musical programs. Doris and Company will be back next Friday, as will Earl Wrightson and the Musiclanders, Georgie Price and his Big Timers, and Robert Q's Waxworks. And say, music fans, tonight's edition of the Waxworks is still straight ahead of you. Stay tuned and hear it next on most of these same stations. And don't forget, we'll all be by next Friday with another night full of music. Roy Rowan speaking.
Be sure to join us again next week at this same time when Doris will have as her guests Jack Smith and Jack Kirkwood. Yes, remember the time and the day for your date with Doris Day. And don't forget, Sunday is Fun Day with Jack Benny on the CBS Radio Network.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.